Humanity has come a long way. From the invention of the wheel to nanotechnology, humans have constantly strived to solve existing problems. But this coin has two sides, as new problems have arisen from those solutions. Follow our new series, Price of Progress, and take a closer look at the damage humanity has done to nature and themselves in the quest for innovation.
The world we live in today is a global world. Humanity lives together, makes things together, shares knowledge together. Opening borders to certain degrees to allow travel, trade, cooperation seemed to be a logical step in developing civilization. But like other things, globalization has a darker side. In an economic sense, it is essentially division of labor between the countries on a global scale. However, it seems that some of the countries have received the short end of the stick in this exchange. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Polluting factories get moved to third world countries, while companies which hold patents and intellectual property rights benefit disproportionately from such collaborations. Dr. Sandeep Weslakar, the president of Strategic Foresight Group, explains the phenomenon in a nutshell.
Well, what is happening is globalization of opportunities, which people talk about, but there is also globalization of risk, which is happening. On the one hand, we have globalization of trade flows, you have financial transfers, you have investments going from country to country, you have the media, the communications, but also at the same time, you have globalization of risk to humanity happening through weapons of mass destruction, through terrorism, climate change. Only 20-25% of the population is really participating in the globalization process. Only about 40-50 countries make for more than 90% of the world trade. And 150 countries make less than 10% of the world trade. So therefore, globalization is very lopsided. The globalization of opportunities is very lopsided. And which is why the globalization of risk is raising its head.
As humanity has enveloped the globe, there was no other choice but to learn to work together. Instead of seeking new territories to expand to and new resources to discover and extract, in the pursuit of progress, those who called the shots decided that the most efficient way was to provide new opportunities to less developed neighbors, while seemingly paying a smaller price for their services. Dr. Deba Goan, who is a senior lecturer of environmental economics and governments at the University of Leeds in the UK, points out that adopting the somebody-else's-problem approach to, say, pollution was a bad idea.
The point we are trying to make here is that the amount of the, because of the U.S. consumptions or the luxury lifestyles they had, consume lots of cheap products from China, and they thought that they outsourced the emissions to China. This end of story. But actually, it's not the end of story. Some of the pollutions will cross over to harm your air quality in the U.S. So this is the whole point we are trying to make. Right now, China is the world's largest emitter in the world. And about one-third of the emissions is because of production for export products. So we are trying to make the point is that Chinese emissions is not a local problem. It's a global, has a global consequence.
As humanity has begun dividing labor among countries without considering deeper economic and environmental impact, so it has begun outsourcing some of its labor to another sort of contractor, machines. David Grossman, the technology editor of BBC Newsnight program, highlights the potential problem.
Let's go back and examine the first machine age did, that industrial revolution did. What it did, in essence, was to replace human muscle with machine muscle, and I should add, horse muscle as well. So you've got things like plowing, you've got things like manufacture of textiles, you've got things like milling, you've got things like transport. Instead of horses or people doing it, you've got machines doing it.
So there it is. If humans are no longer needed for more and more jobs, how are they getting paid? The inequality of opportunities and incomes grows larger, and at this time, this is the course the global economy is taking.